Welcome to John Rossi, the podcast. I'm JR. This is episode 7, and today I would like to discuss tampons and condoms. Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into this because I'm so excited about this. Like, ever since this happened, it's been rattling around in my mind. And to be honest, the previous podcast that I just published and this one that I'm making now has totally like reignited me and want and inspired me to, you know, kind of come back with a fresh perspective, if you will. All right, I'm just going to go into the backstory about this whole tampons and condom thing. My best friend and I, Kristen, were together a few days ago, and we were having a conversation about something one of her girlfriends was going through in a relationship. And so she was kind of describing the whole situation because anyone that knows me and my background in relationships and stuff like that knows that I'm a little bit jaded, a little bit, you know, kind of frazzled around the edges because I have, you know, been through every possible perspective. And I'm thankful for that because it's helped me grow and get to a place where I know what I want and what I don't want out of a relationship, but that's neither here nor there. So anyway, she's talking about what's going on with her girlfriend. And then, I kind of said something like, well, why doesn't she just leave? You know, why would she get involved with someone that's, you know, not respecting her or treating her, you know, the way that she should be treated? And she made this statement that literally the moment the last syllable came out of her mouth, I was like, give me a piece of paper. I need to write this down. Okay, so this is what she said. She said the reason that she even started this relationship was because he was a emotional tampon for her. And that statement like blew me away because I started like in my head, it was just like ping, 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 ping. It was going all around and I was just like, oh my God, that's what we all do in relationships. We always look for something that's basically a distraction. But even though we know that it's a distraction, we're actually hoping and praying that it will turn out to be more than that, that it'll be a lifesaver, that it'll be a chance for us to come up for a breath of fresh air. It'll be an opportunity for us to be appreciated. It'll be an opportunity for us to be surprised because the amount of love that we think we're going to receive, which normally turns out to be bullshit. But so I started thinking a lot about this, and I just want to talk this out with you guys, and I would love to hear your opinions because it's something that I really think that I'm going to end up writing about. But I'm still in the process of like thinking it through and trying out to figure out all the angles of it. But here's the thing. So if women can use relationships or casual sex or, you know, flirting or whatever the case may be as an emotional tampon, then men would also, I guess, have to maybe be described as trying to fill their condoms up. You know, it's just like, you know, from my perspective, a condom is a safety precaution. It's a preventative measure that all men should take for several different reasons, disease, unwanted, you know, children, childbirth, pregnancies, whatever. But from a, like, just thought process, I guess I would think that a lot of men, you know, kind of put themselves in situations where they want to see just how full they can get their condom before it spills over. And when I say spill over, metaphorically, I'm saying like before it affects their lives, before they have to be responsible, before they have to really prove something. You know, it's like a man will go out and try to think of every angle possible that he can use to just like keep adding and adding and adding until he can see that it's almost at the brim, and but it's still not affecting him, so he can still have fun. And even if it were to spill over, then, you know, normally he gets to walk away. And then when I think about the tampon ideology, what I see is that, not to be disgusting or gross, but I mean, it's the truth, it's life. But, you know, women, as far as I know, I hope I don't have anyone coming back like, you're so dumb. Like, how could you be the age that you are and not really know? But here's my thing. So a tampon is meant to be a place to hold and have stay put a woman's monthly cycle, to rid the body of all of that extra goodness that's in there that makes them women. But it's meant to control it in one place, to pull it all to one particular area, so that when a woman knows that it's all done and over with, that she can, you know, take it out and dispose of it accordingly. And when my friend said that her girlfriend was using the relationship as a emotional tampon, the thing that I started thinking about was that this is what we all do in love. Until we really truly know ourselves and know what we want and why we're going after what we're going after, then all we're doing is, you know, finding distractions. And a lot of times those distractions can hurt us, can diminish our confidence within ourselves. They can blur our vision. They can pull us off track for our goals. But we do it because we're not one within ourselves. And so, I don't know, ever since I've heard that statement, it's made me kind of double check myself, because I've been basically single for the last 4 years by choice. I'm on the flip side of, you know, grieving a lost love, or not a lost love. I mean, my partner died, but it's really taken me a long time to like just get to this place where I'm ready to step back out into the world and, you know, kind of open my heart and see what happens. And the thing that's been really interesting to me is that my friends that knew me before my partner died, a lot of them have said, you're not the same JR. Like, you're a little bit different. I mean, like, you look good and I can tell that you're not, you know, deep in the depths of grieving, but you appear different. And I am different because, you know, my partner was the love of my life. And when he died, it just, there's a part of me that died with him. Fortunately, because we were together for 15 years and it was such an amazing experience for me, I knew that I would come out on the other side. But because I hadn't been in the dating scene, you know, for, you know, probably 18 years, it's been really weird and kind of, I want to say inspiring, but I don't know why I would use that word. it's been interesting for me to see how disconnected and impersonal dating is now compared to how it was before I went into this last relationship. And so because of that, it's really made me like get more in touch with myself. And it's really made me have to, not literally, but figuratively, it's made me have to sit down and like really write out the perspective of what I would want if I were to go out and be in a relationship again. And the biggest part of this whole process for me has been the fact that I don't want to lose myself. I don't want to look for love in someone else that I can't give myself or that I haven't already delivered to myself. I want to have compassion. I want to have empathy. I want to be able to grow from somebody else's knowledge and vice versa. But most importantly, I want to honor myself. I truly, truly want to honor myself. I don't want to have to look at someone as just another opportunity to fill my condom. That sounds so weird, but I'm saying it in the best possible way. But anyway, I hope that this gives you guys something to think about. I hope that I hope that it wasn't too crude or whatever. I mean, I try to do the best that I can, but anyway, I just hope that it gives us all something to think about, and I would love to hear anybody else's perspective on, you know, this theory that I've just spoken about. So once again, thank you for joining me. I'm your host, JR. This is John Rossi, the podcast where we tell stories, hopefully to inspire better lives.